99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. It's exactly 12:30, and I hope your nut ass is John Bellion. That's an all-time low. By the way, I haven't seen him active on Instagram for a minute, for like months, and then last night I stumbled on him on a post he made on Instagram. It does appear that John Bellion and Burna Boy are in some kind of collaboration, so we don't know what that's worth. But it might be worth listening to. John Bellion and Burna Boy. But yeah, so that's really... art is very malleable. You can mold it and give it a different form. So let's see what comes out of Burna and John Bellion. Okay, so... Welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. It's a very beautiful Wednesday afternoon, and I hope you really feel the beauty as much as you see it on Nigeria Info. Welcome. This afternoon, I'm speaking with a brilliant Nigerian doctor, and he's going to, or we're going to be discussing, we're going to be discussing birth control. And I know your ears kind of tingle a little bit because now you're thinking, well, what's up? Well, let's find out. Let me see. Is my doctor ready for me?
Yeah.
You are. Hello, and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us on this conversation this afternoon. Could you introduce yourself?
I'm Dr. Joseph Okwebwale.
Okwebwale.
I work as a consultant of obstetrician and gynecologist at Iroha Specialist Teaching Hospital, Iroha, Edo State, Nigeria.
Okay. Oh, finally, I can see you. And there you are. Beautiful.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure having you here. You're a gynecologist, huh?
Yeah, very well.
Birth control. So I think... We know about it, but we don't know much around it. And I think that there are things about birth control that first we must know. And the best place to start is, what is birth control? And then we kind of go right down to other informations that pretty much should be public knowledge, particularly for those who either use or consume birth control. Go ahead.
Well, I would say that birth control is just a way... of spacing or limiting the number of children a couple will wish to have. And it's available for both males and females. Mm. Not just from the regular, we understand that women have to do birth control. Men too should participate in the process of doing birth control. And there are some devices or techniques or drugs that are available for birth control. They could be medications, they could just be techniques. And these devices, the techniques and the medications are together called contraceptives.
Okay.
And we have different form of contraception. It could be permanent method, it could be temporary method. So both the permanent and the temporary methods are available for both males
and females.
You see, I'm emphatic about males.
Yeah.
Because over time, nobody talks about the
males. Some people don't even know about it.
All right. So we have focused most of our energy discussing family planning for the females.
Yeah.
Yeah. So both options are available for the males and for the females.
In fact, now that you went there, I would ask that you speak about the male contraceptive. What is it? So what are they?
Yes. Like I said they have the permanent method for males. You also have the temporary method.
Which
for
is
males.
A temporary?
They are temporary. They are common drugs that were used but have not been popularized.
Oh.
One of the common drugs is Gosipol. Derived from cotton seed, you know.
Oh.
In fact, using that drug had about close to 95% effectiveness in suppressing spermatogenesis.
Oh.
It was quite effective. But the fear among many males And even for some women, some ladies, they feel that it could cause erectile dysfunction for some of their husbands.
Is that fear-founded? I like that you're laughing because I really...
Some males actually felt so, like, if I take this drug, are you sure, you know, it won't affect my erectile function? Because no man wants to have an erectile dysfunction. You know what it is. The social implication and other things that will follow. All right. So that's just one of it.
Okay.
But the only side effect, the major side effect that was identified with the drug is that it could cause a little bit of hypokalemia, as in reduced potassium level and probably cause some cardiac arrhythmias, some cardiac issues. Although that risk factor, that side effect, is very, very rare with the use of Buspor.
Okay.
It was designed from cotton seeds and it's effective. Presently, it's almost not available in Nigeria. The men will never allow it to be available. They don't want to use it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's really what's happening here? The men don't want it to be available?
So many men do not want to use this now. You can see our policymakers, most of them are males. So how would they popularize male contraception? So that's just one of it.
But there is female contraceptive. So are you saying that men would rather not take it and have the women deal with contraceptive taking and whatever consequences arises from it?
Yes. Of course, that's our experience in tertiary institutions.
Oh, wow.
That's what we experience. Then there are permanent methods.
Yeah.
You know, the common one we have is vasectomy.
You have vasectomy.
You know, by cutting off the vas deferens. The vas deferens is just a tubular structure that connects the epididymis to the male urethra. Now, what happens is that it carries sperm, matured sperm, you know, during the process of ejaculation from the male epididymis down to the urethra to be deposited in the female vagina.
Okay.
So what happens is that if you cut it off, you cut off that channel of transfer of sperm to the epididymis. So you won't have it. It doesn't really affect erection. But you see, even when you are in your counseling unit, family planning counseling unit, and you tell a woman, please bring your husband. We have an option available for him to let's see if he will agree to have that method of contraception. The first thing they will ask you is, will it cause erectile dysfunction? Will it affect her, you know?
Yeah, the performance,
And all that. That's what they keep asking. Even when you tell them no, they find it very difficult to believe what you are trying to tell them. It's very safe procedure.
Have men voluntarily approached you and said, look, I want a vasectomy?
In my years of practice, I've practiced as a gynecologist for over 5 years now, and I have seen only one person who jumped out of the table at the time of the procedure.
No way!
It wasn't, in fact, the procedure was terminated on the table.
On the surgical table?
On the surgical table. There are many other places in Nigeria where it's a common procedure done by Chinese and some, you know. It's more common among people who are foreign to our culture.
Let me ask you, the man who jumped off the table, why did he...
We have counseled him. We have obtained consent. He has signed and he has done everything. He started the problem all over on the table and then we have to stop the procedure.
Wow.
So it's there. Apart from that, there are other drugs you can also give to men. Just the way you have common pills you give to women.
Yeah.
You know, this. There are drugs, there are testosterone drugs you can actually give to men, you know, that will prevent them from, that will affect spermatogenesis, suppresses spermatogenesis, and the man will not be able to impregnate a woman. But the major challenge for most of those testosterone
is the fear.
Is some of them actually cause erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
Some of those pills.
Yeah.
So you understand why they are not in the market.
Oh, I see.
And nobody will want to popularize those kind of pills.
Oh. And those kinds of pills, is it a sort where the man takes it before he engages in a sexual intercourse? Or what's the process?
it's just taking like the regular pill. You know the way you take regular anesthetic pill, you take it every day. You wake up in the morning, you take it, and it covers you for the day.
Oh.
It's just the same way of taking those pills.
And you take it for a day, and it covers you for the day.
Covers you for that. You just keep taking it every day.
Well, so, the okay, go ahead.
All right, so that's what happened for males in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You know, but in broader form, we have more for the female. Over time, contraception for female have actually gone into a very advanced level from the permanent method to the temporary method. You know, forgetting the fact that contraception even started with males. You understand what happened in the Bible, the Quercus Interruptus. I can't remember the verse in the Bible.
Mm-mm.
You know, and even in the days of Hippocrates, men, the testes of men were heated to a temperature of about 40 degrees Celsius to achieve contraception.
Mm.
They're just playing around it at that time, but you know, we really don't know what went wrong. That we are now focusing on women alone. Yes, for women, we are quite, we have developed quite far in terms of contraception and family planning. From the permanent to the temporary method of contraception.
Yeah.
Yeah, the temporary method of contraception could be hormonal, the one that has to do with hormones. It could also be non-hormonal.
Oh.
There are also
Let's understand that.
When you say hormonal, it means the product contains either estrogen products or progesterone products. You have estrogen, progesterone, the common female hormones. You know, some of these drugs mimic, the product mimics such hormones.
Mm.
And they can be available either as tablet that you need to swallow orally, or some in which you have to implant, put it, embed it within the skin or the body of the individual.
Okay.
So whichever way, they have been found to be very effective. Most of the hormonal drugs, the commonest mode of actions are almost, the mode of actions are almost similar. One, some of these drugs will suppress ovulation. It's either they suppress ovulation, one, or two, they can have an effect on cervical mucus. Like the progesterone containing contraceptive, they thicken the cervical mucus so that the sperm find it difficult to pass into the uterine cavity. Another common mode of action is that the progesterone containing contraceptive will thin out the uterine endometrium. And when that happens, when that uterine endometrium is thinned out, implantation now becomes difficult. Yeah. And then they also slow ovum pickup. As in ciliary activity, you know, the fallopian tube is like the egg have to move to fertilize the sperm around the apical region of the tube. It slows down that movement to such an extent that people, the sperm and the egg becomes non-viable.
Wow.
So that's what happens. So it's just those activities. Most of them work in that manner. So whether the oral pills or the injectables, most of the contraceptive that contains either estrogen or progestins, they work through similar mode of action.
The assumption is that we understand what birth control does, what it's the purpose it serves. And I think that many times people just think about, well, this is why I'm taking it, just to prevent getting pregnant. But we don't think about the other side of the coin. And as a doctor, if a person is taking any kind of medication that consistently tampers with your hormone, well, I think there's a consequence to that. I believe so. What do you think from a medical perspective?
Well, most of the contraceptives available first are very, very safe. They are safe. And the effects are almost reversible as long as soon as you stop using the devices or medication. I'll give an example. Let's assume you are using the oral pills, which you take every day. You know, because you're expected to take the combined oral contraceptive pills every day. If you take it over time, as soon as you stop it, it's your untoward effect is almost not there. Although for some progesterone-containing devices, you know, their effect may last even longer for 1 to 2 years. Oftentimes, they will cause anovulatory cycles. Because of that prolonged period of using it, and you suppress that ovulation for a long time,
yeah.
It begins, you know, you have to wait for some time for the effect to wear off in the body. and then for you to return back to your usual physiological state. You know, the usual fears are there. Usual fears are there, and they vary with each type of contraception. We have different types. You understand? We have different
types. Exactly. The permanent and the non-permanent.
And the non-permanent. The non-permanent also have different types. I will start with these hormonal pills.
Yeah.
Because that's the common one people use.
Yeah.
Some they can come as injectables, which you could take every 2 months or 3 months. Some can come as implants. And then some can come in many other forms as pills, or some you put through the vagina. Now, what happened? Let's talk about those that you give every 2 months or 3 months. They are basically progesterone-based contraceptives. They are pro-progesterone. And the common side effect we have with those kind of contraceptives are that the woman could have abnormal menstrual pattern. Either the woman may just stop menstruating at some point, not feel that, you know, sometimes the woman feels she's even pregnant, whereas she's not pregnant. It's just a side effect of the medication.
Yeah.
That's one of it. And then there are what we call intermenstrual bleeding. So women will bleed like 3 times in a month, or start spotting.
Spotting,
yeah. They keep spotting. It's a side effect of the drug that can easily be reversed. Some of those spotting can be due to prolonged thinning of the endometrium. It thins out the endometrium, the woman begins to spot. And, you know, when you give the other drugs, the process becomes reversed.
Mm.
And it's just short-lived. The only long-term side effect of most of those injectables is what we call osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is a common side effect that is common to many progestin-based family planning methods. If you use them for a very long time, you know, it reduces the density of the bone. That's why some manufacturers are even considering adding some level of testosterone to some of these progestin-based contraceptives, so that that could take care of that anticipated side effects.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And then there are some danger signs that some people also need to watch out for, particularly when you are using an estrogen-based contraceptives, like, you know, combined any contraceptive that contains both estrogen and progesterone, you know, because the risk of thromboembolism is also there, although low, but can be high in some people. For instance, a woman who is obese, the weight is up to 90 kg and above. A patient who is a sickle cell disease patient, a diabetic patient, some people are prone to having what we call thromboembolism.
Wow.
So you have to be very careful of the kind of contraceptive which you use for them.
Oh, let me ask, what about those with a high tendency to have any of these diseases you have mentioned? Because sometimes you don't know you're obese until you get to a certain age. So are those people also required to be careful?
Everybody you are giving contraceptives, so you have to be careful about it. That's why in contraceptive counseling, you have to tell them the possible benefits and the possible side effects, and then appropriate selection of your clients, and then choose the appropriate method that will be effective and good for that person.
I'm hearing you talk about counseling.
Yes.
I think that's because couples come to you for counseling. But we're, on the other hand, a sexually active society. And the larger consumers of contraceptives do not necessarily contact doctors until there's a problem. So I want you to speak on that. Do you understand the question?
Yes.
You know, purchasing of birth control, and nobody is calling a doctor.
Over-the-counter drug. In fact, a major concern for healthcare givers. You know, ideally, to have these methods, you need to go through an appropriate counseling unit to tell you what method will be suitable for you.
Wait.
If I understand.
This is a 28-year-old girl with dating a 30-year-old or 35-year-old guy. They need to see a doctor before they start taking contraceptives?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Even those who are not married.
Yeah, not married.
Can assess a contraceptive clinic. That's ideally what it's supposed to be.
Oh.
It's just that such clinics are not so open, particularly in Nigeria. cultural sensitivity. People don't even know how to approach a family planning clinic to say, okay, I need this method of contraception. In my family planning clinic, they have a lot of young girls, 20, 22, 24, 28, that come in to pick pills all the time. Take every day.
Wow.
You know, so when they come in, you need to have that ability to counsel them, you know. But I think we still need to do more to educate the public on the possible risk of using a particular form of contraception. Because there are different types. What most of these students commonly do is that they go over the counter, where they get that drugs for emergency contraception.
Uh-huh.
All ones you have is Potinor 2.
Yeah.
They just have sex and they want to have Potinor 2 to prevent them from getting pregnant. That one is fine. That one can be gotten over the counter.
And no, isn't there a long-term effect to using it consistently? Because this is a sexually active society.
The effect is there. There's a long-term, like what I told you.
Yeah.
The effects are also there. Some of them take some of these drugs. You have intermenstrual bleeding. They continue to sport. Some people, they stop seeing their period. They are worried. They go to do pregnancy tests and it's negative. They start coming into the hospital. That's how we see them. That's usually the cycle of events that happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When they go through that cycle and they come back to us to see them, we begin to counsel them on effective option of family planning. People don't use condom. First, couples. Mechanical methods are there. One of it is condom. But you know, couples don't use condom. You don't even consent people who are married for condom.
There was a particular, you know, condom brand that said that Nigerians were really keeping them in business. I think some Nigerians consume.
Yeah, people consume condom. No, people use condom very well, very, very well. I mean, married.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
Couples don't. If a couple comes to you in your family planning plan and tell you condom, don't mind what they are saying, but they won't use it.
Oh, I see.
Couples don't use condom. Okay. But other group of people, there are occasions where we give people dual method. We call them dual method of contraceptive. You want an effective method of contraceptive. For instance, an adolescent who is very sexually active, has multiple sexual partners. Apart from being pregnant, there are so many things you are scared of. The risk of having genital tract disease are high. HIV is there, gonococcal infection is there, peri-inflammatory disease is there. So other infections, you're even more worried about other infections, which could compromise the fertility potentials in future.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to give an oral contraceptive pill alone. You're going to be adding a barrier method of contraception, like condom to it, because that will protect her from so many things.
Okay.
Even from human papilloma viral infection, which is a common cause of cervical cancer in the future, can be prevented by not giving condom.
So I wanted you to speak on some of the long-term effects. But before you do that, I think that it will be necessary that you speak on the side effects of having, if there are any, that is, of having permanent contraceptive. Some women, for example, have complained about weight gain. I remember a woman complained to me and her issue was, well, this thing made me add weight and I had to go take it out. So there's that. So I want you to speak on some of the issues arising from the permanent use of a contraceptive. And if you have a little bit more time, I have to go off on a break. I'd like to open up the telephone lines for some people who are dealing with misinformation or probably trapped and need a doctor to speak to call into the show and ask you a question, if that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
So I'm going to ask that you please speak on... let's go on a break. Yeah. Let's go on a break. When we come back, you're going to be speaking on the permanent use of contraceptive and then the possible side effects. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. When we come back, the doctor is going to speak on that. And then you're going to have an opportunity probably after the headlines at 1 o'clock to ask him some questions. And then let's see whether we've tried to save the day. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. We're talking birth control. Birth control because it's popular. Yes, but it's that part of your life that's popular, but nobody talks about it. Hello, Doc. I'm glad to have you there. Yes.
Thank you.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead, Doc.
All right. If you ask me which method is actually safest, you know, most of these methods are available to women for contraception. I would say permanent method. I would say that, you know, but for fertility concerns.
I was going to go there eventually because apparently there is, at least I believe, a long-term fertility concern issue.
For fertility concerns, you want to do adopt the temporary methods of family planning. One, for the permanent method, most of the permanent methods of contraception, the common one we know is the bilateral tubal ligation, in which you tie the woman to. The purpose is, in fact, the procedure is almost irreversible. I say almost irreversible. And the intention, your intent of doing it is that it shouldn't be reversible. You know, and then presently there are current efforts, particularly in developed countries, to see recanalize and all that, but no. In Nigeria, it's irreversible. Once you do it, it's irreversible. Now, once you do that, you know, it gets almost no side effects. If done by a technical expert, someone who knows what he's doing, who can actually perform the procedure, you know, you apply an appropriate method, whether through minimal access routes, using laparoscopy, using hysteroscopy, or open surgery, the procedure is minimal. It's well tolerable.
Okay.
Some of the side effects you could have is just at the time of the procedure. Because if you have slippage of ligature, there are tendency for the woman to bleed at the time of the procedure. So that's why you need to get a person who actually has the skill or the expertise that have done it before.
When you say a person, you're referring to a doctor here.
A doctor. It could be not just a doctor, but a doctor who is conversant with the procedure.
Beautiful.
A doctor who has done the procedure.
Who has done it before. Okay.
Yes.
Are there side effects too? I mean, you talk about it being the possibility of being irreversible. But besides that, is there a way that particular procedure alters the body's function in a manner that during the long term or say in the long term, there are some health complications?
Yes. No, I would say no.
Oh.
I would say no. I said,
okay.
I would say no. The procedure is quite safe. In terms of weight gain that some people talked about, is commoner among people who use some long-term method of contraception, like the implant, the progesterone-based contraceptives, not for those who are having a permanent method of contraception. In fact, there are some benefits of, the possibility of a bilateral tubal ligation protecting a woman from developing ovarian cancer. Some of those assumptions have been given. Some of those benefits have been given. So it's there. The side effect, apart from during the procedure, is almost, in fact, for me, I would say it's one of the safest. It's safer than even using other temporary methods you may want to use.
Okay. We're going to go off on a break again. Please bear with us. When we come back, the telephone lines are open so people can speak to Dr. Joseph. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce.
This is your number one station. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Lagos, Nigeria. Hey, hi, how are you? Look, by the way, I have a wild thought, you know. This doctor is such a busy guy. Hopefully I can track him down on another day and we can talk about male contraceptive. I really want to know what the men think about that. I really think you should seize the opportunity. I mean, given the fact that you have wild desires, how about you meet it with contraceptives. Okay, you're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're talking about birth control. Dr. Joseph, look, Lagos has questions for you. 0700-993-993-993. Birth control. I thought it was a necessary conversation to have, primarily because, doctor, let me share with you. A lady said that I don't think she's a nurse, but I think she's worked in the clinical industry. And she said that contraceptives, because they tamper with the hormone, long-term effects has a possibility of infertility. You're a doctor. What would you say?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I won't totally say no, you know, because we have different forms of contraception. Now, I think she is referring to the hormonal-based contraceptives, particularly
exactly.
The progestogens, you know, which is commonly given either through subdermal implants as patches or as injectables. Mm. Some of those drugs can have a long-term effect, you know, even when the client decides to stop using that method, it continues to suppress ovulation. Is easily treatable.
Oh, okay.
You know, oftentimes when you apply ovulation inducing agent, it reverses it.
Okay.
Except there is another pathology in that person. In that woman, that is possibly, you know, now contributing to whatever was there, whatever the hormonal imbalance may have caused.
Uh-huh.
And you know, for people yeah. who are taking the drug for a long time, you know, probably a person was at age 33. It takes a contraceptive up to age 37, 38, and now wants to get pregnant. You see the impact of age. Age is an independent risk factor for infertility.
Wow.
As age advances, you know, the number of ova, the quality of ova begins to depreciate. The number of ova also begins to depreciate. So when a person has suppressed the, you know, her ovulatory cycles up to that age, getting spontaneous pregnancy at that time becomes more difficult than just a 28-year-old person who has used the form of contraception before.
Beautiful.
So the difference also depends on other factors in that person.
That's very clear. Other factors also help make the case either worse or give you a chance.
Yes.
If you're listening, you have a question for Dr. Joseph, well, here is your opportunity. And do us all a favor. We're trying to narrow it down to at least a minute to have as many questions and then give him enough time to give answers to your questions. We're Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Sunday So.
What's your question?
Well, I don't have a question for the doctor. I think what the doctor has said is all right. It's all correct. My own take is that it's a must one way or the other for women to use contraception. It's the most controlled even childbearing, especially when you look at the fertility rate around this part of the world, which is like very high. You know, so the tendency for women to get pregnant is just there. So the point is,
pardon me, the women don't get pregnant sitting down. They get pregnant having sex with a man. So how about if the man took the contraceptive?
Okay, so the reality which the doctor would allude to is that there aren't too many contraceptive options for men.
Okay.
Except, you know, when you now think of like a vasectomy, there are times that there has been research that tried progesterone pellets, you know, but the funny thing is that once the pellets, you know, finish working, the rebound effect is really not, you know, very good. So,
okay. Thank you.
Injectables, not so many options either for men. So why, you know, research hasn't really been able to do much of that. It's something that is for another discussion. But as we speak, the contraceptive option for men is really, really very, you know, limited. And, you know, the what we should be asking the men to do is to support their women
in taking it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. This is a conversation for another day, because I would love for the women to support the men to get vasectomies. But that's a conversation, believe me, for another day. We're having it. You can bank on that. Nigeria, look at that. He said he's supporting the women. I would like to support you to do what you must do for the game you want to play. Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. Doctor, do you want to say anything about that?
I agree with you. You said the contraceptive options are few for men. We should make more advances in male contraception.
Yeah.
We should make more options. You know, we should do more to make more options available. Available to men.
Okay.
An effective option.
Okay.
So that we too can choose on an option we want to take.
To choose your destiny.
Whether I want to start taking the oral pills, or want to have an implant,
yeah.
or want to have injectable monthly,
yeah.
to be able to have that option.
Okay.
And then, you know,
yeah.
I quite agree with what
he said. All right. Yeah. I mean, you're a guy. You would agree. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon. John.
Welcome. Do you have a question? We're taking questions.
To talk to the doctor.
Do you have a question? Yeah. Please go ahead with your question.
I once worked in the family planning agency from the Minister of Education. The women complain more about the coil inside, and then they bleed after some time, and then the injection too that suspend for 3 months. When they start bleeding, it will last even continually until something is done. But all these things are intercepting the nature, because the Bible explains what they call the family planning, and then I think they should emphasize on that.
All right.
Women don't supposed to go to family planning because we are the receiving end. Women don't give to men. It's only men that give to women.
So the men should be the one doing the family planning.
Yeah, the men are the one responsible for giving birth, fertilizing the egg.
Thank you very much for calling.
No.
We have to take other people. I'm sorry.
No. Don't let me this one. The doctor didn't make mention of permanent family planning. That was the one they say you have to remove the testicle entirely. The testicle is the one responsible for the spermatozoa.
That's cold.
So let me explain that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The doctor can't hold it back. He's laughing hard. Nigeria Info, hello. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Doctor, just a minute. Hello. Welcome. What's your name? What's your question, please? Go ahead.
You don't have to remain anonymous.
You want to be anonymous? Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. My wife had similar challenge to the last caller related now. So we did she did a planning, the implant, continuously from the day one she did the implant, she had the bleeding that lasted it will last for like 6 months, it will break, it will come back again. So after some time, we are encouraged to remove it. So
okay.
The process, it was that point of removing that she took in. But after that, the bleeding still continues. Continues after delivery. Even to date, she still suffering from.
She's still bleeding. After how many years ago did she give birth?
That was last year, October.
And she's still bleeding?
Yeah, but the bleeding is not like before, because currently now she's not in any planning.
Okay.
So
please stay on the line. I want a doctor to speak to you. Doctor, you want to say something about this?
Yeah, yes.
Stay on the line.
That woman may require further evaluation, because there are many other causes of uterine bleeding, abnormal uterine bleeding, than just side effect of a contraceptive method. You know, women are prone to so many things, you know, even from benign to malignant pathologies.
Mm.
Common fibroid, common endometrial polyp, adenomyosis, are common things that cause a bleeding in the woman. You could have endometrial hyperplasia to endometrial malignancy to cervical cancer. This would be excluded before you can exclusively say that is the hormonal contraception she used about 2-3 years ago that is causing the bleeding now. So such a patient require proper evaluation by a gynecologist, not just, you know.
Caller, have you seen a gynecologist?
Yes, we have. We saw a gynecologist last time. He recommended some medications. And I think she has been on it. The thing now break a bit. But what happened now is, after some time, like 2 weeks of breaking, the thing will come back again. She will start her period. And the period will last for some days or weeks, then break again.
Wow.
That is how it has been.
So
the gynecologist complained that the system is imbalanced. It has already been scattered, the previous planning that she has done.
Wow.
So it would have to take some time before
her body
hormone.
restores itself.
Back, yes.
Wow. Mm. Well, thank you very much for calling. We're going to leave, by the end of the show, we're going to leave the doctor's contact in case you're able to see him. That would probably help you and help your wife. Okay. Thank you very, very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
I appreciate it too. Thank you.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So first of all, I think that there is no need for you to be afraid, particularly when you have doctors who can help at least thoroughly evaluate your concern and then prefer solutions to the problem. Hello, Nigeria Info. How are you? Hello, good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name? Hello. Turn off the volume of your radio. Said there's some noise at the background. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Welcome. What's your name?
This is Colin from Odogwu.
Thank you. What's your question?
Please, I want to know, is it advisable for you to advise your good friend, mostly women friends, to go for family planning, something like that? Is it good for a man to advise?
Wait, is that this friend? Are you having benefits? Are you friends with benefits?
No. Just looking at the condition of their home.
What is the condition?
Maybe they are not financially okay, and they have gotten like two issues or three. Is it good for you to advise them to go for family planning?
Well, that's something. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for your question. I do appreciate that. Yes. Doc, what do you think?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Ah.
Yes, he should advise them because most of these people may not be accessible to some of these family planning providers.
Mm.
So most of the information may be gotten from the street, from the market, from the church. Mm. And you've been aware of these methods, you know, and effective in spacing childbirth and all that. You could advise them and refer them appropriately or properly to a facility where they can have this where they can have this kind of service.
Yeah.
You know, family
okay.
Instead.
Well, it's sensible. Thank you. Okay. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome, John. You're speaking with Dr. Joseph. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. I just want to say thank you for this show. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you too for listening.
Yeah.
Hello.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Nigeria Info. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, hello, good afternoon. My name is Tola.
Welcome, Tola. We're happy to have you here. What's your question to the doctor?
It's not a doctor per se. I feel like the whole planning thing generally should be done manually rather than trying to, you know, work it out via some chemistry or whatnot. I think the best thing is for a couple to just do it manually, if you get what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't. When you say manually, you mean like orally? Like not have a surgical procedure?
Probably, you know, do the normal, regular withdrawal method.
Oh, natural method? You know, I don't know. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So instead of trying to complicate issues that are not there in the first place.
Oh, well. Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Doc, I think you should speak on that and then tell us if there are alternative methods of birth control that are not clinical, if there's anything. You get the question, yeah?
Yes, very well.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the contraceptive methods available are safe. We have to get that into our head. These devices are safe. Most of the side effects are easily reversible with few manipulations. That's just on the sideline.
Okay, while the phone lines are ringing, I want to suggest ask you a question, so you might decide to answer now or later.
Okay,
Someone wants me to ask you, they are paranoid that the long-term side effects of these contraceptives can cause cancer. And I think you mentioned it passively earlier on.
Yes.
So can you simplify it in a manner that everybody listening can understand? Thank you.
Yes, there are some I mentioned. For instance, some cancers have been linked to prolonged use of certain types, not all types of contraceptives.
Or certain types.
You know, even some of those type of contraceptives, some of them are also protective to certain type of cancer. For instance, I'll give an example with use of oral contraceptive pills, which the client is expected to take it every day. You know, some pills, for those who already have a risk factor of developing breast cancer, breast cancer and cervical cancer, the risk becomes further increased. That is why the family planning counseling is very key. You have to tell them, because you have a familiar history, you have a sister who had breast cancer, you had a breast lump before, oral contraceptive pill may not be a good option for you.
Okay.
But still, if you use oral contraceptive pill for a period of 5 years, it can reduce the risk of endometrial cancer by 50%.
Okay, well, 50%
is fair.
A balance. Yeah, it's fair, but I mean,
it's a balance.
Okay.
You need to track a balance, you know, and be sure that, you know, you don't give it to those people who are already vulnerable to having a particular kind of cancer.
That's it, people who are already vulnerable to having it. So the only way a person can determine if they're susceptible to a kind of cancer is to get consultation.
Yes, which and then you discuss.
Yeah, which people are not doing. All right, Nigeria Info, hello, welcome to the show. Sorry, I lost you. Thank you for holding up. Hello, good afternoon to you. Sorry, I lost you. Well, sorry.
And for the natural methods.
Okay, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Doc.
Married men and women don't comply.
That's not your problem.
They will get pregnant. They will get pregnant.
Is these other people?
There are some types that can be done. From periodic abstinence, you know, using the calendar-based method, you know, symptothermal method, they are there.
What is a calendar-based method? Thank you.
You identify the period, your fertility period, which usually occurs towards the midpoint of your cycle. Okay. If your period comes every 28 days, the first day the menses is starting is your day one, which means by day 14, you may likely ovulate.
Okay.
Because it takes exactly 14 days from when you ovulate till when the menses will happen. And pregnancy only happened around the time of ovulation. So when you decide to say, okay, let me leave out 4 days backward and 4 weeks, 4 days forward, you decide not to meet your partner around that time, the chances that you may, you know, avoid that pregnancy is there. But it's difficult for a man and a woman who live under the same roof every day, having a beautiful wife at home with everything there.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. And sometimes the sperm can last in the genital tract for a period of 72 hours.
Wow. So your calculation might be wrong because the boy is in the hood.
So it's rather a difficult thing to do, but it works. It could work.
Okay.
And then sometimes you can use other methods, looking at the cervical mucus, if it's very thick, if it's slimy and all that. Just, but it's not as effective as using a method that you are there. You are having an implant, you are having an IUD, you are having a method that prevents you.
So the alternatives work. Yeah, you're saying that the alternatives work, but they're not totally bankable, particularly for people with a wide sex appetite.
Oh, I didn't get that.
You're saying that the alternatives work, but for people who have a raging sexual appetite, well, they would need to have...
Yes. It is difficult.
People who don't have discipline. All right. So I think we can do maybe two more questions. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. Doctor, there are loads of questions for you. Hello, good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Joy.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Tell us your name and you can go ahead and ask the doctor your question.
Yeah, my name is John. Doctor, though I want to ask something. Most of my girlfriend do bleed. So I don't really know what was really going on.
You mean she sometimes every month or randomly?
Yeah, randomly she bleed. She do bleed, and though she's a virgin, but I was one with this virgin, and anytime we have sex, like in 2-3 days time, she'll be bleeding.
That's weird. Okay. Have you seen a doctor? What did the doctor say?
Yeah, we try to do a scan, we try to do a blood test, and they're like, there's I don't know, the alignment or something like that, that the thing has not caught. And she still complained about that thing again to me last month, that she was still bleeding.
How old is she?
She's 22.
She's young. Doc, you have a question for him?
And I'm 24.
And you're 24.
A proper gynecological examination. Not something that can discuss over.
Or the radio, so, yeah.
Me myself, I've not do a test. I've not run the test on myself. But she's running. I'm giving her money to run the test on herself.
Okay.
That was actually going on.
The doctor's asking to see a gynecologist. So we'll leave the doctor's contact for anybody who would like to send him an email or reach him for a medical consultation. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Hello.
Yeah,
I would also like to ask the last question.
Go ahead, real quick. Go ahead.
For the doctor, yeah. I do ejaculate quickly. What's the cause of it?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I do ejaculate.
How about abstaining? You know, these informations that you have. But thank you very much for calling. Doc.
Thank you.
Doc, yeah, so you have less than 30 seconds, so I think you should please just wait a second. Let me quickly go off on a break. When I come back, I'll let you go, I promise you. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. All right, so if you have a pen and a paper, well, I think this is when you should get it ready, because I think the doctor would leave us an email or something so you can contact him and ask him other private questions. Now, I noticed that the women didn't call. And it's funny because it's the women who take these contraceptives. You would think that they would be the ones calling. But I understand the sensitivity of it. I understand the need for your privacy. So I'm going to hand the doctor over to you. Doc, you are going to say before the break. Thank you very much. Hello, okay. Doc, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you, Doc.
Okay.
There you go.
I want to conclude by saying that, you know, the available methods of contraception are quite safe.
Okay.
And we should encourage people, you know, to get consultations before they commence, you know,
their sexual lives
of contraception, and then so they can have an appropriate method of contraception. That's one. And also, we need to do more in advancing male type of contraception. We need to bring in more methods.
Yeah.
You know, we should be advocates, you know, so that those who produce these methods, you know, those who have made these several methods available to women,
yeah,
to also consider doing same line in the line of men. We need to have more males participating actively,
yeah,
not just the females.
Yeah.
We should look more on the side of males and make more products available to males so that they too can have oral pills that are safe and effective without affecting erection or ejaculation. They have injectables. They have other methods which are also safe.
Yes.
Because we are a special group.
Okay. So, doctor, well, the phone lines are ringing and it's unfortunate that I cannot quite, you know, entertain all of them because I have to let you go. How can we contact you for medical advice? Because at this point, that's what we need.
I can drop my email.
Sure, please. Go ahead.
All right. okwebale_joseph@yahoo.com.
No, that's, spell it, please.
O-K-O-E.
O-K-O-E.
G-U-A-L-E.
O-K-O-E-G-U-A-L-E. A-L-E.
_Joseph. @yahoo.com.
Okay, @yahoo.com. So I'll put this on Instagram.
_Joseph@yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you very much, doctor. This has not just been informative, it's also been interesting. Thank you very, very much for your time. We do appreciate it. And see you soon. I would like to invite you for that debate. Who should be taking the contraceptive? Yeah, who? All because that first caller tried me. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Really, I thought it was very interesting that the first caller thought... And that's something about maybe some men or maybe Nigerian men. And it's a way I think it's very interesting that that was his position. And interestingly so, I think eventually we should have a debate as to who should be taking it. And hopefully women will call. Because personally, I feel that I didn't hear a lot of female opinions today. And it's the women who have experienced it that hold the stories. And if anything is to change, it's the women who would bring about that change, either by their acceptance or by demand for change or even the rejection of something. But if you keep quiet, well, someone can offer to just support you while you go ahead doing that thing, which maybe on one hand you're uncomfortable with, two, dissatisfied with, three, equally afraid of. You know, the man is panicking, you are panicking, but someone pushes it on you because they think, well, you can't quite speak for yourself and I'm speaking for you, and I think you should shoulder both the fear and the responsibility, and if there be any consequence, you bear it. Yeah, and deal with it. So there's really nothing wrong with your choices, but I think this is worth a social debate. I think I want to hear what women have to say, and probably even more men, particularly those who are on the cheerleader team supporting women to take contraceptive. It has been informative. I will share the doctor's email on Instagram, certainly sometime after the show. And I will advise that you please contact him and ask your questions. And if you can, pay him a visit. And hopefully you can avoid the possibility of future problems just by having information and applying the right knowledge. We're Nigeria Info. I'm off on a break. When we come back, the continuation of yesterday's conversation about the fraud that has now characterized the Nigerian society. We'll be right back. We're Nigeria Info.